Hello, friends, and welcome to the Philosophy Guy Show, your place for all things philosophy and society, culture and politics and entertainment. So today I present to you a new segment into Bad Philosophy, where as I search on the interwebs, I find places where people produce some pretty bad philosophy. And today is, I have to say, it's pretty bad. So today's lucky winner is Stefan Molyneux. To those who agree with this video, it will be no surprise. So you can just join in for a little bit of a laugh and kind of a cringe, I guess. For those that are big fans of Stefan's or enjoy some of his work, you know, please stay, because this philosophy blunder it's pretty bad. And I think you should honestly be aware of it if you're not already. And honestly, you have to question his kind of other works because of blunders such as this. But first, if you want more philosophy content, hit that subscribe button below and hit the bell notification as well, so you can kind of get notified when new videos are up and going. But anyway, so recently I did a philosophy review on my podcast of Ben Shapiro's new book, and I enjoyed reading it, not because I agreed with it, but I enjoyed figuring out kind of the errors in it and kind of picking it apart, so to speak. Thus, I thought, you know, maybe I should do this again. And that episode was pretty successful with another right-wing figure. The perfect candidate in my eyes became Stefan Molyneux, because I know he writes books as well. He's also the self-proclaimed philosopher of the right. And usually I wouldn't be so nitpicky, which I kind of admit I am going to be today. But everyone who, you know, basically my reasoning is because everyone makes mistakes in reasoning sometimes, even the best philosophers. I make bad reasoning as well sometimes, but Stefan claims to be kind of this king of reason. This is also just attacking his argumentation, so I'll get into his questionable positions on other videos at a later date. But anyway, this led me to Amazon, where I found Molyneux's The Art of the Argument, Western Civilization's Last Stand. So I gave the first chapter a read with my Kindle Unlimited subscription to see, you know, what the book was all about, to see if a review was warranted. My assumption was, based on the title, it's probably some kind of intro to philosophy, and then getting into his kind of right-wing SJW stuff, right? But then I was, in a way, disappointed, not exactly surprised, but still kind of disappointed, because we'll get to that in a sec. So the preview started off with this weird discussion of the argument, where he bolds the statement a bunch of times, the argument. It didn't really make sense. I think it was one of those things where he thought it was like a really clever thing to do to bold it a bunch of times. But if he would have sent it to an editor, they would have tossed it out and been like, this is kind of stupid. But anyway, that's just my opinion. But whatever, it's his kind of lead up to his discussion of overall, like, general argumentation. So he goes on to explain truth arguments and value arguments. It's fair enough, not much to critique there. At this point, I was thinking maybe I will review this. You know, I was kind of getting, okay, I'll see this, I'll review it. But then I get to the next page, and this is where it gets kind of bad. So where he tries to explain deductive reasoning and inductive reasoning. Something you need to kind of go over if you're introducing people to argumentation. It makes sense. It's a very intro-level thing to do. Teaching people basic logic and reasoning makes sense. And I agree with Molyneux, we need to teach this at a younger age. But part of that is teaching it correctly. So Molyneux gave the common example of deductive reasoning that's given in pretty much every class and every college intro class. And I'm assuming in high school as well, if you have a logic and reasoning course in high school. But premise one, all men are mortal. Premise two, Socrates is a man. Conclusion, therefore, Socrates is immortal. The truth of the premises guarantees the truth of the conclusion. It's a valid and sound argument. So he goes on a little tangent claiming how philosophers nowadays are denying this type of reason, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't give evidence of philosophers denying that, but whatever. But let's get to the good stuff, or the bad philosophy, where he attempts to provide examples of bad deductive reasoning. So premise one, all plumbers can swim. Premise two, Bob knows how to swim. Conclusion, therefore, Bob is a plumber. So one problem is, in this intro, if you are going to go through these examples, you need to explain the difference between a valid and sound argument. Before this example, he didn't attempt to do this. I was becoming kind of suspect of why he didn't do that. So in that, I was wondering if he knew the difference. It's a kind of a necessary thing to go through in order to properly explain deductive reasoning. So I'm going to assume he meant to claim Bob can swim instead of knows how, because it makes the statement kind of confusing. But still, it's an invalid argument in bad deductive reasoning because the premises don't necessarily lead to the conclusion. It isn't valid. Just because all members of one group can swim, it does not mean all members of all groups that can swim are part of that particular group. Simple enough, right? Well, not for Molyneux, I guess. So, see, Molyneux decides to critique in a confusing way by stating, I quote, "Hopefully the above argument produces a spark of intellectual circuiting in your brain, since it goes wrong in so many ways." And then he continues, "Of course, not all plumbers can swim, so why bother reading further? Of course, not everyone who knows how to swim is a plumber. The only thing that could be provisionally true is the preposition that Bob knows how to swim," end quote. So, bro, it's like, bro, what are you saying? Like, that's a comment that a freshman in high school would make if they were taking an intro to logic class. He's trying to explain basic logic and reasoning by making fun of the examples. The examples are meant to be kind of silly. That's the point of it. The point is, they are simple. That's what we need to get across. See, it becomes apparent that he doesn't actually know the difference between sound and valid or properly understand deductive reasoning. And if he wants to use, non-academic terms, because that's part of his whole public persona, he needs to explain that and say what terms he's using instead, not just assuming the audience is going to understand what he's saying. But he doesn't do that. So I'm sorry, but the Wikipedia page will give you a better intro to logic and reasoning than this will. He then gives a more politically motivated example. Not too surprising, and I don't really have a big problem with that. But premise one, kind people are socialists. Premise two, Bob is a kind person. Conclusion, therefore Bob is a socialist. So this is a standard valid argument, at least if you include all, but it's not sound. Yet Molyneux claims it's an invalid argument. So, what's going on? I actually almost scrapped this whole video because he did repair my final objection where he uses this argument. Premise one, all men are immortal. Premise two, Socrates is a man. And then conclusion, therefore Socrates is immortal. So I found one copy that he immediately follows by saying this is logically sound, but it's actually a valid argument that is logically unsound because premise one is false. So at least he is showing improvement in that he's going back and fixing some of his errors. But I decided to stop reading because of the various errors that I've already kind of mentioned in the intro. I had seen enough, as even though he fixed one error, you can't interchangeably use truth and logic with valid and sound, which he does often. It just made it for a confusing read, and I don't feel like extrapolating what he's trying to say. So if you are going to claim to be the king of reason, you need to get the basics down before I listen to your proclamations of truth. So usually I would not be nitpicky with a book like this, but Stefan claims to be an expert philosopher in understanding argumentation, logic, and reason. But within the first 10 pages, you realize he knows less than a college freshman that just got done with a philosophy 101 course. So sorry, I decided to pull the cord on the whole book review that I had planned for his book, and you get this video instead. So I hope you enjoyed it. Peace.